This is a Bill story, but it's not really a Bill story.
Okay.
Because when you're struggling at your job or when your employer believes somebody is not fulfilling their production,
you're kind of tanking a little bit.
You can't just fire someone outright because it could take forever to find someone to replace them.
You need another accident.
Not to mention, they could turn it around and it was never a problem in the first place. Right. It is surprisingly common for this to happen without people even realizing it. What sucks here is that this man knows for sure that his next mistake may be his last mistake. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The Buffalo Bills have signed another kicker.
Oh, so this kid's in.
Kind of.
So is that fat kid?
No. So we talked about the fat kicker, thicker kicker last week, or yesterday, I'm sorry.
People thought it could be that guy.
They passed on him.
Yeah. Mr. Thick Kick?
The Bills signed yesterday Lucas Havrisik.
Havrisik?
I don't know.
Havrisik?
He played nine games for the Rams last season. Now, here's the thing. They signed him to the practice squad, so Tyler Bass is still the kicker as of Sunday.
But this kid's in the wings.
You got it. Tyler Bass has had a really rough season so far. He had a really rough end of last season.
But he started out like an amazing rookie kicker, right?
They signed him to a pretty decent kicker contract.
Yeah, he had a good first the start to his career. Mm.
So here's the thing. Mm. Tyler Bass now has to go out and do his job, knowing that if he makes a mistake, he's probably fired.
Yeah.
And this is a football story, but it's not a football story. Mm. Because this happens all the time in businesses across the greater Rochester
area. When
you're
on thin ice.
Yes. And all of a sudden, there's someone new working in the office. And you don't know for sure if that person is there to replace you in case you're gone.
But they could.
And that paranoia can set in. So I will ask this question. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you found out your job hired someone to replace you if you screwed up, does that help your performance? Are you motivated, focused, and driven? Or does it hurt your performance? Does it make you scared, distracted, and even less effective?
Do you cave?
What kind of person are you?
What dog are you going to feed today?
Shut up! Like, let's say all of a sudden we hire like someone that's actually funny and talented. We put him in that chair now full-time, right?
And Ryan Duffy!
Don't even make jokes.
You better stay on your toes over there.
All of a sudden, like every time you walk in the room, everyone gets quiet really fast, right? Like your boss keeps walking by, like looking in.
Yeah, yeah.
Would that up your game or would that hurt you?
I think it would up my game.
When have you?
See, you're laughing already.
Okay, but like, when has anything ever upped your game? I mean, no, I'm asking because you are somebody that you don't seem very motivated at work.
That hurt me.
And you've been in this job for a very long time, but nothing seems to have motivated you to do better.
Well, when you're at the top of your game, how much more of a jerk can I be?
Why, have you talked to someone who's done that before? You've never been at the top of their game?
Never been promoted.
Well, yeah, but I don't need to. There's no other place for me to go.
I guess I'm saying like nothing would motivate you because you feel like you're already there.
Well, I don't want to lose my job.
Okay. So you think that the threat of your job being gone would propel you to heights that you weren't there before?
The heights I could hit, Pat.
Okay, but then why weren't
you? The level of creep I could bring.
But why weren't you doing that in the first place? It wouldn't have led to them having to hire someone to potentially replace you.
Yeah, I don't think that far in advance.
Okay, so you're saying that the shock of somebody potentially being your replacement would cause you to elevate.
I think so. I think anybody would.
I think you're unique. No, I think that pressure would break most people.
Really?
I don't think I could handle that.
Yes, you could.
No, I'm telling you, man.
You need a job.
I understand I need a job, but I needed a job before I started screwing up. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I don't know.
I'm also lazy, so I don't know how long that when I say these fancy words, I don't know how long I would be motivated. Like maybe an hour, maybe a year, maybe never.
Most people don't do well under pressure.
You think? Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, you know, everybody deserves the ability to make a mistake. Nobody's perfect. Nobody has a perfect day. It never happens. Nobody's ever had a perfect day in their entire life, right? So for you to know that the next mistake you made,
you're gassed.
It's over.
Yeah.
It would just be a matter of time, especially when that person that's taken over is looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, do you think this would make you a better or worse employee?
No, I never understood people who said that they work better under pressure because I'm just thinking back to like the most simple thing of like, you know, taking a test. And if I knew like that time was running out, maybe I finished the test faster, but I definitely didn't I definitely didn't do better on it because I was working quicker or under pressure. Like, I don't think I'm somebody who, when you put the pressure, I'm definitely somebody that I think not quits, but I'm just doing it to get it done at that point.
So, you know,
I don't think I work better.
As you think about, like, the idea of hiring the replacement, hiring your replacement and you're working with them, this is the most common in men and women that are, like, over 50 years old.
Oh, because they're, you know, you're aging out.
Exactly. Like, there's a potential that you could be gone. Like,
yeah,
that,
you're making a lump in a seat now.
And that person that's coming in, if they're in their 20s, they're much less expensive.
Oh, they're a go-getter.
You got it. And that person could grow within this company, mm-hmm. right? You could get years and years and years and years from this person.
And you're also overpaid at that stage of the game.
And you may just be going through the motions, right? Like, I know that there are people listening right now who have gone through this exact scenario where you are looking at that person. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Because, like, in this situation with Tyler Bass, he's a coworker with this new guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to share a locker room together.
Don't they have to almost kind of work out together, too?
Yes.
Like, practice kicking together with the kicking team?
Yeah, you got it. Kickers all hang out together.
And they're always isolated far end of the field, like they had the plague.
Do you think you could work with that person? Because, like, look, I
know, might ask you like an opinion on something.
You would have to help them because that's part of your job.
But, you would have to help them, but there are people out there that would try to sabotage that person, right?
Yeah.
Maybe give them some wrong information.
Do you think you would hold it against the person hired to replace you?
Even if you didn't, it would still be in the back of your mind that the person's there only because they don't think you can do this job anymore. Okay.
If you're competitive at all, it's going to get to you. Even if they're the coolest, nicest person in the world, you're going to find reasons to not like that guy.
But here's the thing. It's not that person's fault.
No.
They were looking for a job.
It's just a situation.
And like, if they didn't take, let's say they found out the scenario, like in this case, right? Like this kicker that gets hired by the Bills just because it's the one in front of us, right? Like, if he said, no, I don't want to take someone else's job, someone else is going to get hired, right? Like, somebody will be in that spot.
True. Mm-hmm. But he's the face of your pain.
Okay. Well, you're actually the face of your pain.
But you're not going to admit that.
Okay.
So this kid is the person that's going to take your job.
252 WCMF.
Yeah, but you're rooting for them to fail, right?
Is that a dick thing to do?
Well, that's being competitive. Being competitive means I want you to fail. I want to win. I want to take that money away from you and give it to me. I don't care about you.
First you get the money.
Then what do you get?
Then you get the power.
And then you get the women.
Then you get the job, 9-to-5 job that you eventually grow to hate. No, but here's the funny part, too, about this, right? 252 WCMF talking about Bill signing a new kicker yesterday, Lucas Havrisik. He's on the practice squad, so Tyler Bass still is alive.
Mm.
He will be kicking this Sunday, but you got to think, if he makes a mistake, it's over. This kid's now kicking for the Bills. When it comes to real life, that person that was hired to replace you may not even know they were hired to eventually replace you.
Oh, in a regular job, yeah.
Yes, like we can see it. If you would know. You could feel it coming. The rest of the coworkers could feel it coming. But this person could be getting hate from coworkers and you having no idea why.
You don't even
they don't
see
stand
it
a chance.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Johnny. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Morning, gentlemen. I got a job about 10 years ago, and they assigned a gentleman to train me. We traveled the East Coast, stayed in hotel rooms Sunday through Thursday, had dinner together every night for 6 months. When I was fully trained, they fired him.
Oh.
He ended up having an affair with his wife and got kicked out of his house.
Oh, my God.
So it worked out.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, couple of questions. I'm sorry, before we move on with this story. Were you aware that you were hired to replace him when you took the job?
When I accepted the job, no. But on day one, yes.
Did he know that you were hired to replace him?
He figured it out about month four.
Did that affect your relationship?
Yes. So it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you're living together on the road.
So what happens then? Like, after month four, he figures it out. Like, he's less warm. You guys aren't eating together. Like, how does that go?
He was a huge D-bag to me, and it wasn't my fault. I didn't know I was going to steal his job.
Johnny, in his defense, hearing you talk, you do sound like a huge D-bag. And I mean that with all due respect.
Oh, I'm absolutely a huge D-bag.
Gotcha. So you guys slept in the same hotel rooms and you ate in silence?
Different hotel rooms? Come on.
No, I understand that.
Oh, he left his wife. I don't know what you were doing to him, Johnny.
But you ate in silence.
No, it was very uncomfortable. But unfortunately, I was cheaper and younger, so
you sound cheap.
All right, so Johnny, let me ask you now. Let's say we flip it on the other end, having gone through that experience. How old are you, Johnny?
43.
All right, so your best years are behind you. Let's say in the job that you have now, they hire someone in a similar situation. Based on how you were treated by this man, do you think you have the grace to treat the man or woman hired to replace you with kindness?
First of all, just like Tommy, I'm the Michael Jordan at my profession, so I'm not worried about that.
You're getting fired, but go on.
But no, I wouldn't. If someone was hired and I was going to be replaced by them, I wouldn't talk to them. Why?
But it's not their fault, Johnny. Just like it wasn't your fault.
Yeah,
when
but
you
why
were hired.
Hand them the knife that's going to come for your throat?
Because it's coming anyway.
Yeah, but don't make it any easier.
I'm not blaming the guy for being a huge ass to me. I completely understand it.
Okay, all right.
Most people in my life are, so.
No, I get it. Johnny, great call, buddy. I really appreciate the call. Bye. All right, there goes John. No, I just, look, I get the natural human reaction, the knee-jerk of, like, F this person, right? But, like, for Johnny, having gone through that, feeling that uncomfortability between the two.
Yeah, because he was the guy replacing people.
And he didn't mean to hurt him. Right. For you to say, I'm going to do the same thing, even though it sucked when it happened to me, is a little bit strange.
I know, but it's so awkward to embrace the thing that's going to hurt you, kick you out.
Mm-hmm.
That's such an unnatural way of approaching something.
We all get married.
That's not in the vows.
252
This thing don't hurt you.
We're going to take one more call, and I think we have the perfect equivalent to what's happening.
This person would know.
Ah, damn it, he's gone!
Darren!
What happened?
Kimmy said not only did he have a cool accent, but he was a soccer goalkeeper that took another... So get it! See if this is him! See if it's him!
So he's like a British dude?
I don't know. Well,
you said soccer.
Every country other than us plays soccer.
I know, but the Brits are pretty good at it.
All right, we got him back. 252-WCMF. Tyler Bass, they hired another kicker. The Bills signed another kicker to the practice squad. His next mistake will be his last mistake. It sounds so ominous.
Yeah.
But could you work with and treat well the person that you know is there to replace you if you screw up? All right, we got foreign Darren. Hey, Darren, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good. All right. Where are you from, bud?
Originally Dublin, Ireland. Been living in Rochester, New York about 11 years. And then previously Syracuse. I know it's Syracuse. But I've been here 20 years total.
All right. So you know he's cool. All right, Darren. So you were a professional soccer player.
Yeah, I was professionally back in Ireland, England, and I played indoor pro over here. But I also played on the Irish national team growing up from U14 all the way through U20.
You can be bound to this kid.
The situation, like with Tyler, like, you know, obviously performance is always going to be a key indicator when other coaches are going to be looking at how he's doing and not only how he's doing, but also who we can bring in to challenge him. Maybe McDermott can see that he's actually, like, you know, he's a really, really good kicker, but needs, you know, metaphorically speaking, a good kick up the ass.
Which another kicker would be able to do, right? Yeah. I mean, you know,
competition. Creates pressure, and pressure creates diamonds.
Pressure makes diamonds, baby. I love this guy. I love Darren. He's Irish.
We need him to like give us like a motivational speech every morning.
He says really cool sports stuff.
I'm a college coach. I'm a college soccer coach as well. So, like, you know, we're going through our season right now. We're number one in the country. I coach at Brighton Stratton College in Rochester, New York. We won the national championship last year. So, like, you know, for me, like football, and I call it football as you call it soccer, is everything. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, competition for Tyler might be a very, very good thing. And it's going to come down to come at the man, come at the hour. And if he steps up with the pressure, then you know what? Here's what's going to happen. He's going to do really, really well. And the kicker that they just signed is going to be his backup. And if he doesn't do well, he's going to get bounced.
Okay, I would like to replace Tommy with Darren. I would like Darren to come in and do this job.
Girl, how would you like me?
Radio shows, there's no problem at all.
I can already do the accent. We don't need your type. No, you're Brighton Stratton coach. All three of you can leave the country as far as I see.
No, I got kicked out for drinking too much Guinness.
You know what's funny? Hey, Darren, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate
it. No worries.
Awesome,
bye-bye.
Take care.
What?
You know what's funny?
What? What's that?
Okay, I've talked about this before, because, you know, I'm very Irish, and I have
people. Not like that kid.
No, I mean, yeah.
Close.
Kimmy says he's got a cool accent. I've said on the air before that I can't do an Irish accent, because it just sounds
which is weird.
To me. It took me 30 seconds to realize where he was from.
Yeah, no, I mean, for a second,
That's so weird.
I don't have that with Italian accents? Where if you grew up around it,
I mean, Italians jumps out so
How
fast.
How many Irish accents did you grow up around?
Oh, no, I have some family that came over later.
Really?
Yeah. Like that I heard
no
it on
kidding.
A And then when I was in that bagpipe band, there was a ton of Irish guys around all the time, right?
Sense.
Like, I just didn't hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like, that jumped out at me right away.
Because to me, it sounds super
But
cool.
I also had it in my head, because as soon as you say soccer, I think
that's
England, Ireland, Scotland.
And sometimes people call in with accents, and I'm like, oh, they're faking it. That one you can't fake.
No, that was straight up, because it wasn't over the top.
Yeah, not like another one that was just...
Yeah, I hate that over-the-top radio crap.
Let's take a break.
Lucky Charms jerk.